Ice Flyers take the ice tomorrow. Puck drops at 7:05. And kind enough to make time for us, you know, even on a Friday where there's so much stuff going on, it's Greg Harris, the owner of the Pensacola Ice Flyers. Greg, it is great to talk to you. And, man, really looking forward to the game tomorrow against Birmingham.
No, thanks for having me. Absolutely. It's hockey season's here, and, yeah, we're very, very excited.
Yes, hockey season's here, but the city of Detroit is still cursed after the Lions lost on Sunday, and then the Red Wings, Tyler Bertuzzi puts up 4 goals, but they still lose up 3 goals against the Lightning. I'm watching that game with about 4 minutes to go. I feel like the city of Detroit right now wants to be in their own bubble, and they could care. They just are not sports fans right now.
Yeah, I know. They are.
Well,
they are. They're sports fans. They're just not. Yeah.
We've all been through one of those. Listen,
absolutely.
Yeah, I'm getting the good part of the Red Sox like tonight, but for 100 years, my grandfather couldn't say the same. So, you know, you talk about the season. Greg, talk about so far what has been the biggest difference. Obviously, 2020 was a nightmare for everybody logistically, and you guys still figured out a way to do it for the fans where, you know, you put tape out there, people separated, you opened up the top deck. You just did a lot of things to make it where the fans could still enjoy hockey. I know it's probably been a big burden off your shoulders this year, not having to deal with a lot of that, but talk about going into the season. Any new features, any stuff that we could talk about here that most people did not get to see last year?
Yeah, well, you know what? It's just, you know, we're going to be fairly close back to normal in a sense. You know, we're selling tickets. You know, we're going to have a great opening night tomorrow night. There's we're at 100% capacity, so no, there's no, you know, space, you know, seating spacing, you know, requirements. There's no mask requirements. But you know, there's still, you know, COVID's still out there, and so we just, you know, ask that everyone, you know, respect, you know, their fellow fans. If they're not feeling well, just like normal, you stay home, you get tested, you know, so just little things, right? But, you know, we're going to be back to pretty much normal. And, you know, it's a 28-game schedule again. Instead of a 21-game schedule, we're starting on time. But, yeah, I don't know. Everything is rolling along here as smoothly as possible. Now it's just to keep, make sure we're still doing what we need to do to keep our players and our staff and our fans safe as well.
Well, and tomorrow's going to be the banner raising right there. But you guys are also back to the normal 11-team league, correct? I know it was only 5 last year, but you got the Vermilion Bobcats right there and over from Danville, Illinois. But you guys are going to be back to the 11-team, 56-game schedule, correct?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, that's a big relief, too. You know, we were obviously, you know, just due to their state restrictions, most of the northern teams, well, it was all the northern teams, couldn't go last year, but, you know, we're very excited to have them back and playing and just being a part of our league again. So it's, you know, it's a relief. You know, we're battling through it. We're doing it what we need to within our or in our own markets here, and just to keep providing, you know, more steps forward for every, you know, every community that we're involved in. So it's a sense of pride, and, you know, to be able to keep doing these things and to be able to push forward the way we are. And, yes, it's actually a big relief to be able to have our full league back in a full 56-game schedule.
Well, it's always awesome. I know you guys were down at 200 South Graffiti Pizza with the President's Cup trophy, and everybody got to go see it. I would have joined you. I was actually on my way. This is more personal in my opinion, but I am dealing with gout right now, and I feel like a 100-year-old man. I got my foot up here with ice, and I'm not sure, Greg, if any of your players or you have ever dealt with this. I thought it was an old man's disease, but I am 36, and this really sucks. So,
yeah, oh, that sucks. That sucks, man.
but nobody needs to hear about this. That's my own personal problems, and probably no more shellfish. But when it comes down to looking at the game tomorrow night, you know, the experience. You guys do the wiener dog races over the years. You know, throwing the puck at the cow, and just all the things that you guys have done. You truly make it great. And then the jerseys. You had Spider-Man night. You had autism awareness, and all with the puzzle pieces. Just everything that you guys do. Any? Can you let the cat out of the bag on any fun nights coming up here, or is it going to all be top secret until the week of the event?
No. We're all out. You know, we're. Yeah, tomorrow is obviously be a very special night. You know, it's not too often you get to come cheer on your home team and raise a banner to the rafters. It's a very unique experience. So we'll be starting that before the game starts, obviously. So, you know, we're encouraging fans to come, you know, early. Doors open at 6, so come at 6, and, you know, so you're not missing out. You know, we expect some pretty good lines coming into the arena, so definitely come early. Some of the other ones, yeah, we got the Wiener Dog Race, we got the Military Appreciation Nights, we got the Nickelodeon license again, so we're going to be doing Rugrats. We're going to be doing a We Were Here First night near the end of the season, which is just, you know, the classic Pensacola-St. Augustine battle. So we're going to definitely have some fun with that. We're bringing back Peanuts. Peanuts was able to, they shut down their licensing programs throughout last year, but they're excited to come back. So we had a phenomenal response for our Peanuts night with Charlie Brown and all the characters there, on the jerseys. Yeah, a couple years ago. And so, you know, we're also looking at doing, a night to celebrate the 25th anniversary of hockey in Pensacola. Being the longest running professional sport here, it's definitely something to be proud of. So we have special jerseys lined up, and hopefully we can line up some special guests to come on down, some former players, some former Ice Flyers, and former Ice Pilots to be there in attendance for everyone to see and to hear from. And, you know, with that video board, I mean, it just opens up so many doors for us. You know, some of the guys that can't make it, we'll probably get them to send the video in or something, right? So fans can hear and see them once again that players they haven't seen in 5, 10, 50, 20, 25 years. But, so just a lot of fun things, a lot of family fun stuff. You know, really there's a theme night for everybody out there. So just, you know, we just encourage everyone to come on out and pick a game, pick a theme night, come out with some family and friends and enjoy and come back the next game.
Yeah, you guys always do an awesome job, and we've talked for a decade, and I'm glad that you don't have to kindly say things like, yeah, I hope they get the pipes fixed under the ice, and the improvements made to the Bay Center were much needed. When the Sun Belt came in, I remember that meeting like it was yesterday. It wasn't just for the Sun Belt. It was for the Ice Flyers. It was for every event going forward, because that is the staple in the heart of so many events. I mean, graduations, thousands upon thousands of kids walked across that stage. Coronation, which is the history of Pensacola and what it means when it comes to Fiat. So there's so many things that happen at the Bay Center that I've been part of and been there, but you guys continue to win, and the success, winning that fourth SPHL title. Greg, you guys have won so many times. After a while, you know, Tom Brady's probably asked the question that you guys are asked a lot, like, does it ever get old? But when it comes down to it, is there a certain title? I mean, I know when you guys had the walk-off goal, when Paul called that, Kenny Mayne was talking about it the next day, literally with a couple seconds to go. Yeah. That was insane.
Point one second left.
Yeah, 0.1 seconds left. Drew's new here, but they scored a walk-off goal with 0.1 seconds to win it all. I mean, that's literally insane. And Kenny Mayne and the folks on SportsCenter were talking about it right after it. But when it comes down to it, Greg, is there one that means more than the other, or are they just all just are so close to the heart?
Yeah, do you know what? They're so, like, the first one was the first ever championship in our franchise history, along with the first professional team championship for Escambia County. The second one, we had such a good team that it was, like, expected for us to win, and we just rolled through the finals and the playoffs and won that one. And then, 2016 with, you know, that 0.1 second goal, which is, you know, against a really good Fury team that we have an amazing rivalry with. We did it, on home ice. So doing it on home ice is always special. But then, you know, doing it this year, you know, looking at what we all went through, what we all sacrificed, you know, like we, even, you know, us as staff and players, we weren't allowed to go out. We couldn't go anywhere. We all sacrificed for an ultimate goal, and some of our goals. My goals was one, just to get through a season. You're playing in a live indoor sporting event through a pandemic like COVID, and so it was really, and then also just to keep our fans and players and staff as safe as possible throughout doing that. But then the ultimate championship of winning it, and we were able to accomplish all those things, and so. I mean, it was a very emotional night back on May 15th there, when we won this one, just because of everything that we gave up, that we sacrificed, that we put in, and we all came together as one unit, one city and one community, and brought another championship back for everyone to celebrate. Because there's been some definitely hard times for a lot of people here in this area. A lot of businesses have suffered, and so we can bring some normalcy and some light to Pensacola and our beautiful Gulf Coast here. It's a tremendous honor that we're able to do that.
Well, they're raising the banner for the President's Cup Championship tomorrow, 7:05. The puck drops at the Pensacola Bay Center. You're not going to want to miss it there at the Hangar. Greg, the end of the show, I'm hearing the music. They're pulling me off with the curtains here. So I hope you have a great rest of your night, and we'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Thanks for having me.